Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Minerva's Maple Syrup. Spring is about to sprung, and you need a sweet treat to slide you into the glycerin bleed deriving from tapping only the sweetest maypoles. Each drop is meticulously harvested by wooden creatures wearing tiny hats, ensuring that only the most whimsical and delicious syrup finds its way into your morning breakfast. Infused with the essence of laughter and a sprinkle of fairy dust, it guarantees to add a touch of magic to your pancakes or waffles. One taste and you'll find yourself transported to a realm where unicorns frolic and breakfast dreams come true. Derived from the ancient maypoles, a symbol of fertility and renewal, our syrup captures the spirit of spring in every drop. Picture jovial villagers gathered in the village square, adorned in floral wreaths and colorful garb, ready to celebrate the awakening of nature's bounty with a spring sacrifice. With each pour, you'll be transported to a sun-drenched meadow where laughter fills the air and joy knows no bounds. Ha 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 ha. Minerva's Maypole Syrup. Save your regrets for tomorrow.
The Pins of Needle Street. The Case of the Melted Wax.
The Catacombs of Selene, recently uncovered. Long sealed off to the bustling crowds. The only remnant, a stubby decayed pillar worn by wind and rain, casting a late afternoon shadow over the covering ivy that had choked off the entrance. No one knew it was there or had an inkling as they stepped by it with a newspaper tucked under one arm and an umbrella flicked open to the rain, until a group of festering feral felines began caterwauling in the night, igniting the curiosity of a couple of intrepid archaeologists from Selene's Historical Society. As they made their way down the stone stairs into the vault, looking for evidence of strange noises, movements in the shadows, and eerie sensations.
Let me put this pack down. I knew there would be fine work. We really should have brought brushes.
Oh, drat! The lantern is flickering. I'll close the wind guard. Funny, I don't feel a breeze. Let me brighten the wick. Ha, there. Wowza. Did you ever imagine statues and sarcophagi? Look at these sigils.
Shine the light over here. Look at that. Many alcoves in the dark. They're filled with decayed remains. More than I can count. You'd think it would smell of rot. It's supposed a distinct lack of oxygen down here.
Most of the flesh of these bodies has melted away. Look, adipose sac, grave wax. This is all leftover fat.
It's a potification. I've never seen it in person before. I've only read about it. Drat, the lamp. It's faltering again. Quickly, It's pitch dark in here.
What is it with these cats? These felines are lousy down here.
Look, there's an old bundle of rough candles. I'll light one. Place it just in this crack here. Careful there.
I've never read any mention of this place in any historical book of Selene. As if buried in cells. Candles? Who would leave candles?
You all right?
Yes, I...
Are you okay?
I am. It's the
lamp oil on me.
You come.
That's not funny.
You come.
Put down that candle.
You come.
Jane, would you like some tea? I brought oolong.
2 sugars, thank you.
Can't I get some decent builder's tea in here? Eh, Bennett?
Not to worry, Braxton. This will have you breaking your fast with both eyes wide open.
I'll give it a go. Only because those noodles you steered me towards were better eaten than what I get most nights.
My supper is usually 2 big beers and some sort of sausages.
Hughes, what have you recently transformed into a pig?
Well, so as I understand it, I just woke up with flowers in my mouth and a sore bottom.
We've all been there.
Sorry about that, Hughes.
Dosed on some drug from the fortune teller. Made you strip naked and run about on all fours, squealing. Hope you saved some for me.
Well, it might have been a bit more than that.
That's not very nice, Braxton.
Lucky for us, Lavinia slipped in her escape. That mud made it quite easy to catch her.
Yes, funny that. The foreman told me a bit different. Lavinia had a wild look in her eye when we brought her in, like she'd been scared after death.
Yes, slipped and swarmed by frenzied pigs.
Is that right? Foreman says different. Says you became someone else. A dark look in your eye. Says Lavinia were babbling about whispers.
I've no idea what he would be on about. Delicious oolong, Bennett.
Good thing we caught that murderess. Fine work, both of you.
Some of them pig alley hens are so miserable. She were doing them men a favour.
Inspector?
Don't mind him. He's especially grumpy in the mornings.
Bennett.
Maisie. Good morning. It's odd seeing you in the daylight.
Maisie.
Little Maisie.
Everyone, this is Maisie Myers, the Curio, our DOC liaison.
Great. How are you, little muskrat? Having a good morning, sneaking in the shadows?
Wegg, Hughes, Braxton.
So this is a Curio. Pleasure to make your acquaintance, Maisie. I'm Jane Gadsby, or JJ, if you're friendly.
Jane Gadsby, you say?
Yes, miss. Is this your little dolly? What's his name?
His name is Mr. Fitz. And he doesn't trust you. He says something sounds off about you.
Oh.
What do we owe the pleasure, Maisie?
2 Historical Society archaeologists failed to return from their explorations in the Selene catacombs.
Maybe they fell in love down there. Set up a love nest.
Locals are spooked. People listening near the entrance, they swear among the cat howls. They've heard strange sounds, and... Bennett, I think the sleepwalkers might have returned.
No. They're gone. The spirit cabinet is gone. We're safe now.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't think this is real. Bennett, we have to get Dr. Quaid. We have to track down anyone who...
Connie!
What's a sleepwalker?
Some sleeping sickness causing people to wander about and attack people at night. Bennett's wife caught it. She's been touch and go ever since. Bennett blamed it all on some magician's cabinet.
I'll check the morgue for any signs of the sleepwalkers.
One attacked me. Took out many curios in a gram at the DOC.
Oh no, Maisie. We best be checking on Bennett.
I fear it's worse than that, Hughes.
Connie!
No sign of her.
She's better, Maisie. I tell you, she's cured. She was acting like the Connie I met. She had some bad days, but she was working at a tailor shop and cooking nights and even smiling.
Where is she, then?
I'm not sure. She's made some new friends. High tea. That sort of thing.
Was she still being treated by Dr. Quaid?
As far as I know.
No sign of anything unusual, and no dangerous knit needles, neither.
Bennett, how's the book coming?
I had to shelve it. It took too much to take care of Connie. I had nothing left after that.
Well, it's daytime for now. There won't be any threat from the sleepwalkers until nightfall.
Hughes, you head back. Check back here later for Connie, and stay with her until I return.
Rightio!
Until then, we need to get to the catacombs.
Waving that lit torch. You could have a lantern or a flashlight.
Clear spider webs and a perfect peg to shove in the mug of any of these foul cats. Hey, these bloody diseased things. Here. Hey, get back. Yeah, bugger off.
Two men recently explored down here and never returned. Keep an eye out for cave-ins or even...
Traps!
Blades? Booby traps? I thought this was an elder crypt for some rich family.
Bet them grave robbers made in their trousers after that one. You met Willie and William? Bet that gave him a haircut. Here, help me up.
Come this way.
The corridor tunnel opens into a large chamber here. It's... Oh, wow.
Look at this.
It's filled with cats. I can hear them everywhere. This is no family crypt.
No, it's not. There's stacks of bones and remains stuffed into the alcoves. A large, round, raised platform in the center of this chamber? This is no crypt.
This table has fine hooks and picks and tiny tools. What were they making?
Maisie, these statues, what are they? They have heads that I can't see them. These heads, they are cats. These statues have cat heads. Human bodies with cat heads. All of them.
Bast. Mr. Fitz says this is a temple to the goddess Bast.
You think this is the Alchemist Society?
Always those posh perverts.
Found our two from the Historical Society.
They're blackened. There's nothing left of them.
What happened down here?
These are some modern tools. They were prepping bodies down here, but for what? There's mounds of fat here, string wicks, and bundles of candles. They were harvesting decomposing fat to turn into candles.
Braxton, gather some of that stuff for Weg.
Her favorites. Happy cake day, Daphne.
Far easier ways of making candles. I harvest the fat of the dead.
What are these cats doing?
I don't know, but I don't like it. Maisie, it's time to go.
Right with you, Bennett.
The statue is crumbling.
We're not the entrance. Get moving.
Look out.
Quickly.
Maisie is trapped on the other side.
Quickly. Help me shift this stone. Put your back against it. And shove.
It won't budge.
My knee.
Maisie. Can you hear me? Maisie.
I'll look for another way in.
I twisted my knee. I can't go far.
There's a needle call box not far from here. I'll get a car, you head back to Needle Street and have Weg study that fat you collected. I'll keep searching for Maisie. I just hope her curio training keeps her alive.
so strange.
Miss Wegg, are you down here? Daphne? It's Charity Suter.
I'm here.
Braxton asked me to bring you everything I could find on the sleepwalkers. There were plenty of articles in the Lancet paper. Some stirrings in the old city plans around the catacombs. I brought anything I could find.
Ah, right. Thanks. I'll have a look through all of that. Might be something unique about the underground that made that place different.
Any interesting leads?
Braxton brought back some fat from the decomposing bodies in the catacombs.
Morbid.
Yes. Strange stuff. See here? Have a look. Melts as you would imagine. Almost no smell.
It burns with a peculiar color.
And it feels strange. Here. Rub some between your fingers.
I don't.
Don't be shy. I hear you're a lady of adventure.
Well, okay. Ooh. Oh, that's euphoric. I'm all tingly all over, and I feel...
You feel it too? I felt lightheaded after I touched it. Here. See how this feels when I rub it into your palm?
Oh, I probably should be going.
Yes.
I shouldn't. I'm engaged.
You.
I should.
You are very lovely. Oh. Charity. Suitor.
Yes. Oh, that is nice. Oh, I'll rub it in now. Oh, yes. Oh.
La-dee-da. 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 Ah! Chief Inspector Stroud!
Welcome to the soiree, Constable. Would you like some fat for your foreskin? It feels so wonderful, tickling every inch of your body. Oh, yes.
R.C. Could one of you fellas fetch Inspector Bennett and do it quietly?
Hughes, one of the men said you need to be in the showers? What's this about?
Inspector Bennett! The more the merrier! Let's get downright deviant with this stuff. I have it coating all over my bits.
Yes, I can see that.
You know what feels just dandy? As if I waggle my willy at you like this. You can feel the deep shimmy.
Sir, maybe we can get you cleaned up and get your wife to...
He's got a jar of that evil fat. The stuff from the catacombs.
Shimmy.
Or maybe you could step under the shower here, and we can...
Oh, matron.
Nice and sudsy.
Don't touch me! Unless you want to dance with my two friends from the commissary!
Look out! Those knives are sharp!
Hughes, get around back of him. We must tackle
Don't
him into the water.
Don't touch me! Why can't you just join in the fun? Why can't you just join us in... why can't you just come?
Here, these towels will get him clean.
What's happened? How did I get in the showers? Get off of me!
Sir, something in the substance we pulled from the catacombs. The fat?
This could be our little secret.
That's for the best. Hand me my trousers, won't you? Inspector, did you discover what you were looking for?
Sir?
Your wife, Connie, she called upon me earlier, mentioning that you required one of the jars for further research. She indicated that you were engaged in field work, and she happened to be in the vicinity.
Connie? My wife, Connie? Took one of those jars?
Yes, then she asked to use the telephone at the front desk. Rang up the Duchess Hotel.
The Duchess Hotel?
Are they connected?
I have no idea.
Very talkative, she is. She was very excited about her tickets to a show tonight at Madame Mustache's.
I'm sorry, sir, I have to go. Hughes, see that Chief Inspector gets his clothes. I need to fetch a car uptown.
Here you go.
Where to, sir?
Duchess Hotel, a Needle Street business. Step on it.
Bennett.
Maisie, you're alive.
Barely.
Hey, I didn't see your daughter with you. Slipped right past me.
Are you hurt? Can I get you to a doctor?
I'll manage.
The candle fad is driving people mad. We had to tackle Stroud in the shower.
I think the candles are the key to the sleepwalkers. Something in the corpse fat put into the candles. When they burn, they turn people into sleepwalkers.
You think it was an elaborate plan to destroy the Department of Curiosity?
Quite possibly. There's something else. Ugh. The Phantasmagoria magicians are back, Bennett. They have a show tonight, Madame Mustache's. It's the spirit cabinet.
First, I need to make sure Connie is safe. Then we can deal with that cabinet once and for all.
Duchess Hotel. Hey, thanks for the tip, buddy.
What room?
Let me hear. I just need to touch the wall.
Is it dangerous? Daisy, I need to find Connie.
13th floor. Room 303. But Bennett, don't go up there. Bennett, you don't want what's up there.
Can I be of service?
Call Needle Street. Have them send constables. I'm heading up there.
Very good, sir.
Room 303.
I know this doesn't make sense, but don't go in there.
Why does it sound like a party in there? Connie?
Hey there, Toots. What's the scuttle?
Connie, come home with me. I'm getting you out of here.
I'm not going anywhere with you. I'm here with my friends, and we're having fun.
This isn't you. You're not this type of flapper girl. Hotel parties in the middle of the day? Drinking cocktails?
What do you think I've been doing with my days, sweetie?
Where's the jar you stole from Needle Street?
Ah, found out about that, did you?
You have a very serious problem. You're sick. We're taking you back to Dr. Quaid.
No thanks, lover. Shove off. There was no doctor, Bennett. You fool. The best thing that ever happened to me was stepping into that spirit cabinet. I'm done with you thinking I'm sick. I'm done with feeling any of that. That handsome drink of water over there, he's my new man. He doesn't care about any of that. He makes me feel alive, not like you. He's about to leave his wife and then we'll be together.
Your lover? He is married? You're talking nonsense. You're coming home with me.
No, Bennett. He's a better man than you'll ever be. Why would I want to be in some stuffy apartment with an inspector that doesn't like to have any fun and just wants to write a silly little book? Get out of here. Don't ever come after me again. It's over, darling. Shut up.
Bennett, I'm so sorry.
I don't understand. This was supposed to work. Maisie, this was supposed to work. I did everything right for years. I did everything right. Why didn't it work?
I don't know, Bennett. Sometimes you can't love someone into being better. You can't love someone into making it work. It's easier for her to ignore it and run away. You wanted her to face it, so you became the problem.
I did everything, Macy. It's all I ever wanted. Why didn't it work?
I don't know.
No, no, it's those damn magicians. That cabinet still controls her. I'll hack it to splinters. Hand me that fire axe.
Bennett, no.
Fine. I'll get it myself.
Thank you. And now, for what you have all been waiting for, the Spirit Cabinet. Crafted by a mad necromancer, honed from stolen wood and bone and pearl, lost to time and recently unearthed in the basement of a tragic fire. The Spirit Cabinet. These sigils carved into the outside just barely protect us from what is contained within. This sliding door, a portal to a dark dimension where the secrets of dreams lay hidden. Who among you is intrepid enough to step up into the Spirit Cabinet?
Theophilus!
Look, everyone, a brave volunteer. Why, Inspector, so good to see you again. How's your lovely wife?
I want my wife back!
He's gone mad!
I should murder you. Theo and Scarlet and Mr. Lago. Cowards!
Oh, no, sir. Not us. Surely the struggle lies in the dark magic of your own heart.
There are constables covering all the exits. You'll pay for what you've done and everything you've stolen.
I don't think so, Inspector. Isn't that right, ladies and gentlemen? Now, put down that axe. Who wants us to finish the show?
Finish your silly little show, and then we'll be off to Needle Street. Go ahead, try to disappear. I want you to run. I'll be waiting here in the wings with my axe, standing in the dark, waiting with this very sharp axe.
Okay, well, ta-da!
Feel better?
Yes. No. A little. I'm not sure, Maisie. Maybe when they're in the workhouse.
We'll get to the bottom of this, Bennett. Chin up. We have a city to save. Isn't that what you told me on New Year's Eve?
What is that?
Something's squirming over there. Bennett, look out. It's a black worm parasite. Bennett, put down the axe.
Now if we turn around, we...
Order in the court. Order. Bring the inspector before me. Former Inspector Bennett of Needle Street, you have been convicted of murder in the first degree, thrice over, employing the terrible instrument of a fire axe against a group of stage performers. I am compelled to sentence you to the Tombs, where you will reside with many of your criminal adversaries. These claims of parasitic insanity will no be entertained. We must set an example, former inspector. How can we have order in Selene if our very agents indulge their rage in vigilantism? Your talents will be missed. But if anything today we show that the relentless spirit of this court is committed to ferreting out corruption may it be found among the needles or in any other wicked corners. Justice in Selene is mine alone.
In the attic, ingested a parasite, looking for a Lenny Penny? Come bask in the emerald green glow of a strange city lying alone. Join our Patreon for Selene and Cleverman, and Minerva might just let you pick her next solution. Join our Patreon, and no one will ever ask you for anything ever again, and 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 again.